Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening. Last card pile here. I'm so excited. I so appreciate these cards. The first two piles have been so much fun. So this is Titania's Fortune Telling Cards. The author is Titania Hardy. If you want to look her up online, I haven't had a gander myself yet. I don't know if anyone has posted any of the card meanings, but they're pretty, the symbols are very, I would argue, what's the word I'm looking for? They're globally kind of accepted, you know, whether it's a four-leaf clover or a whip or a coffin or a bouquet of flowers or a horse. Like there's just some symbols that seem to be, they elicit something in all of us. So always trust what the individual cards just bring up in yourself. And then I will describe my interpretation very quickly of each card, but really it's the story that they tell together. So I'm going to pick three cards right off the top. My intention was, as you read, just to, during this time where the veils are thinner and we have an opportunity to really connect with the other side, to bring about some sort of message and guidance for either a question you have, a situation, or just general guidance of anything and everything that you might need to hear. Again, I'll read each card very quickly individually, and then I'll go into what I think the kind of bigger story could possibly mean. But again, there's going to be quite a few different possible interpretations. So take it as it feels right for you, as usual. Okay, so card pile three. The first card that we have here. Oh, cute. Okay, so each card is going to fall into one of three groups. We have the neutral group, which is places, things, actions, not good or bad. And that's, this first card would fall into that group. And then there's the positive omens and the negative kind of challenging messages. Okay, so this first one is the neutral, but does lean into a positive, and it's the garden. So the garden represents on its own a social activity, a place where you can find, because back in the day when we all, not all of us maybe, but when many of us lived in very small homes, to have both privacy and to meet with many, we usually were somewhere public. And an outdoor garden was a very common place to be social and meet others. So it kind of holds that energy. It doesn't mean too much on its own. But if that's already eliciting something for you, please go with that. So we have a garden as the first card here. And then the second card here is love. So if you were thinking about love or relationships at all, this is hugely validating, because when we get the garden and the heart together, this is highly indicative that you are either about to meet someone in regard to love, and usually it's romantic love. We'll see what the last card means or is, because if it's something like Lily could be more business. Moon could even be a proposal, but so far this is leaning towards more romantic love, but it also could be business partnership. It could be meeting with an old friend, family member, but this is a very positive combination. These two beautiful cards together with the garden. The garden and the heart. So the heart on its own represents everything good you can imagine. It's a very good card. It lands in the good pile. And it has everything to do with matters of relationships and love. And that you're blessed. You are and you're going to be blessed in love. Okay. The final card here, the book. Okay, so this is kind of neutral, but typically positive. So the book is something unknown. And the book can also be literal. So when we have the book and the garden in the same sentence, it often means a place of knowledge. So it could mean a library. That would be a more traditional interpretation of these two together. You might fall in love at the library, meet someone you love at the library. But a place of knowledge now is, it can be many, many things. It could be school. Absolutely, it could be a school. It could be online dating. It could be a dating app. Because again, the garden is a social place where many people go, and nowadays it could be online, and the hearts obviously love. The book can represent someone you don't know, because it's together with the heart, a lover relationship you haven't, someone you haven't met, or sometimes this is a hidden love. Maybe you'll find out that someone's attracted to you or into you very shortly in a public place. But either way, this is such a positive reading. If anyone's listening to this and asked about a relationship, this is an incredibly positive omen. If you have met someone, this is positive in regard to that relationship. If you're with someone, or if you're rekindling, or if you're looking to meet someone, and this could even be for job. This could be a job you really love. This could be a new hobby. If you're thinking about joining a class where you're learning something new, this would be very affirming for that. So I hope that makes sense. Please feel free to go online too and look up the, if I haven't said this already, look up the, what does it mean in fortune telling to get the garden card? What does it mean in fortune telling to get the heart or the book? And just see what other people's interpretations are as well. I hope you have so much fun over the next few days. If you practice or recognize this time, and if not, it is beautiful weather. Well, at least here in Calgary, we've been pretty lucky, and I hope you're well, and I hope this brought some clarity. Okay, bye.